Good morning, everyone. I want to talk about the evaluation of the physiological traits associated with yield in Southern Great Plains. What we so wheat is a very major crop there in Southern Great Plains. In the middle part of, I think winter wheat is all the middle part of the Great Plains. The first one I want to show you, this is the drought stress is the number one issue for wheat production in the whole, especially southern part of the Great Plains. So I just, because this, I was going to present some data from 2011 until 2014. Thus I pretty much pull the first week of May, beginning of the grain feeding is how the earth, in this year is how the drought affect the wheat grain filling. That is very significant. In the 2011, that's the historic drought. So the whole year we probably get about 40 inches of the 40 millimeters rain for the whole year. It's almost no any precipitation for this particular year. All these years are drought years. Until the 2015 is a little bit wet here, but still the first week of May is still very dry. So the water is always the number one issue in the Great Plains. In for winter wheat is the thing is also for other crops. So what we've been studying is in the we've been characterized the our own Texas AgriLife wheat varieties, the is well known for drought tolerance. It's very drought. These two varieties so far is the most popular varieties across the Southern Great Plains. We pretty much get always this variety has been number one for many years. Time 112. These two varieties pretty much combined is always number one in the last few years. So we try to understand why this our Texas A&M varieties are more drought tolerant, also why they have the higher yield under water limited conditions. So the first few years I started my work, we just concentrated on to characterize the two parents, these two varieties. Then we made some crosses by these two varieties, make some selections. That's what I'm going to talk about the in terms of the population. The selection from these two varieties cross, see how their offspring respond to the water limited conditions. So for in terms of the just give you some background for the parents, we already found some the major characteristics for these two cultivars. They have some similarities, also they have some differences. These two cultivars seems different in terms of physiological response to water stress. So we know they are different, but we want to see how their offsprings are different. That is the major talk I'm going to talk about. So the objective of this study is we want to understand the physiologic mechanism for yield determination on the water limitation limited conditions. We also can map the plant traits and identify some QTLs and molecular markers. So also we want to develop some phenotyping tools for this population. So I'm going to today I'm going to major talk about the physiological traits we are talk about. So we conduct multi-year field experiments. It's totally 10 environments from different water conditions in different years and different locations. We have three locations. We have this is a small population. It's only 124 genotypes from the cross of these two varieties. But it's variation is pretty big in terms of characteristics of the plant growth and development and yield. So we grow them as three locations. One is the Atar in the north part of the Panhandle. One is the in bushland. One is the this is Chillicothe is the rolling plain. This is the high plains, but it's all the under the clay soil. But it's different. It's totally different. Three locations are different in terms of temperature and the precipitation patterns. So totally, we grow this 120 genotypes plus the parents in this 10 from 2011 to 2014. It's 10 environments. It's combination of location by the different water treatments. So it's anywhere from the dry land to very limited irrigation conditions until the 100%. We have the four water conditions. So in terms of moisture conditions, we pretty much classify these two categories. One is the low water conditions, one is the high water conditions. That's what we look at these 124 genotypes in this population. What we did is the some trees we measured at maturity is the plant height, biomass, above ground biomass, harvest index, and the yield components. We collected in the maturity. Also we have the combined yield. We also investigate some, we tried all kinds of things there in the early stage. From the heading dates to the some of the visual observations of grain filling. Also, we look at the NDVI at jolting stage with different types of this the methods. this is a plant health system with the you can measure the plant height and the NDVI. We also collect some biomass at the early stage. We measure the chlorophyll content. Also, we look at the biomass at anthesis, beginning of the grain filling. Also, we collect some canopy temperature with thermal camera. We also have some of the infrared thermometer data as well with the canopy temperature. Also, we'll look at the carbon reserve remobilization. That's some of the traits we look at during the season. If you look at the rainfall and irrigation conditions in, you see, 2011 is a very extremely dry year for this year. So for this Atar station, we have to use the irrigation. We use almost 500 millimeters of irrigation. So this season is characterized by very high wind and low humidity. So we got the humidity is probably around 5%. During the grain filling. That is extremely dry in 2011. 2012, another dry year and also hot year. 2013-2015 is generally okay in terms of precipitation, but we have the freeze damage in 2013 during the 2014 also is a very dry from beginning until the we didn't get much rain until the last week of May. So which means this first part of the year, the wheat is still have extremely dry conditions. So that is the condition of in terms of precipitation and irrigation. But let's look at the yield first for the this. We just average to look at the how the yield responds to low water conditions and high water conditions. You can see this is 124 genotypes compared with two parents. So we have pretty good, some genotypes is over yield the both of the parents under both high water conditions as well as the low water conditions. I think with some of these lines, all this, we have some very good genotypes is out yield of the parents. If you look at the parents, under low water conditions, 10-1-12 is better than, perform better than 10-1-11. But high water conditions, they're pretty much the same. So if you look at the correlation between yield and these trees at the low water conditions, is we found is, well, if you look at the some of these locations, heading date, if you reach the heading date earlier, you probably have a good, little bit good chance to have the higher yield under dryland conditions. But it's not always the case. It's probably the environmental related. Plant height is one location. Plant height is always, most cases, is related to high yield under low water conditions. Keep in mind, in our environment, the yield is, dryland yield is very low. So if you have a higher plant height, if you are taller, you probably have higher biomass as well. Harvest index is kind of in the middle, but if you look at the biomass at maturity, is most cases the biomass, your yield is related to the biomass at maturity. I think harvest index is half to half. In terms of three yield components, is seeds per spec is contribute more yield in under dryland conditions. Sometimes the southern kernel weed also contributes the yield. But this one is not too consistent, the specs per square meter. But if you look at the high water, when your water conditions are a little bit better, the biomass only probably is one, I think is they all correlated to the yield on most of cases, but only this environment has the highest correlation. But it's not as significant as the dryland conditions, as low water conditions. Harvest index is also is kind of in the middle as well. In terms of the three yield components under high water conditions, high yield conditions, we found is the seeds per spec is significantly contributes the high yield on the also under the higher water with the higher water regime and the conditions. The southern kernel weed is kind of is a. The relationship with the yield is weak as compared to the low water conditions, but this is very significant. Thus, we found the all these new varieties in our breeding program is, if you look at the, over the years, the seeds per square meter, this is increased the most. If you look at the breeding progress in last 20, 30 years. So it. Here, if you look at the combine the two water conditions and biomasses together, you can see is both the low water conditions, high water conditions, is the yield, green yield is pretty much is a very good linear relationship with the with biomass at maturity. This is the harvest index. I think under low water conditions, its harvest index contributes a little bit more to yield as compared to the low water conditions. But harvest index is also is positive related to the yield. This is the we plot the data for the all the 10 environment and 124 genotypes as well as the 10 environment together. You can see is both low water and high water conditions is the biomass at maturity is very good predictor of the grain yield in this water limited conditions. Well, keep in mind is even we have very high, we have for irrigation conditions in some years like 2011, but because of the grain filling is very harsh, is with low humidity, high wind, the plant is still is very stressed, is compared to many regions in this country. So It's a very harsh environment there in terms of the wheat production in these drought years. specs per square meter is pretty much stable. So this trait is kind of a little bit stable over in our population. But if you look at the seeds per square meter, a seeds per spec under high water conditions, you can see is the higher yield is also always related to the more seeds per spec.
We'll move on to the next speaker.
Okay, that's the southern kernel wheat is kind of stable too. For these early traits, many of these early traits are related to the yield under limited conditions. I'm going to pass this one. Just get to the conclusions. Is what we found is biomass is more important for our environment in terms of high yield. That's what we found. Also, is seeds per square meter is also important for yield. We found because of the early, because this biomass is very important, thus what we right now is we can do the high throughput phenotyping in the field at early stage to just look at the high biomass. This probably give us a better chance to select some genotypes of high yield under our environment there in Southern High Plains.
All right, thank you.